how can we use the events that occur within our church that may not necessarily be specifically oriented campus ministry to show our congregation and other congregations, how can we show them that through our services that campus ministry is important and valuable?
Well, it kind of sounds like you've been, I mean, I think you need to keep being supportive of those things, but it sounds like that's what you've been doing, is being supportive of those things. And again, I think it kind of, to reemphasize what I said before, is I don't think they're going to see the importance of that and then until you guys are effective at doing what your purpose as a campus ministry is, and that's reaching college students. And I think that, you know, they'll appreciate that support and they'll be glad that the college students are involved, but they're going to see you as college students, as part of the congregation, and not as a ministry, unless you're ministering to the people who you're supposed to be reaching. And I think when you are effective at reaching those students, they'll begin to see the importance of it. And I think you keep supporting. I think one of the things I think our church has always known, the college students support everything that goes on. Our college students serve as much or more than anybody else in the church. They're involved in every single ministry. And the college students at our church are known for giving very well. Monetarily, they are very sacrificial in those things. And I think those things help. But if the ministry wasn't reaching students, then I don't think that they would see the importance of it. And so I think you got to keep doing those things, but you're going to have to make sure you're really, that you are a ministry, that you're not just college students who go to a church.
Do you have PowerPoint at church?
No.
Okay, let me shift gears here.
Have you heard of
Okay. What I was going to suggest is that you have 1 minute to 2 minute max, I'm going to call it testimonials, where you take somebody that's been converted recently or has found the Lord, who has given up drugs or who has made a complete turnaround because of your campus ministry, and you introduce them to the church and let them speak for 1 minute. You practice beforehand so that they don't abuse that privilege. You go over what they're going to say with it, and then you take it in and introduce the person, tell them how they were reached for Christ, what went on, and then let them give a little bit of an explanation of what's happened to them and how thankful they are the church has brought them to Christ.
I'm not going to go into much detail because this is being recorded, but at our congregation, I was frustrated at a point a couple of years back because of some of the things you're talking about the accusation that you're not integrated in the church, because of things like that. I became real frustrated with it, and I went and sat down with our pulpit minister, our evangelist, lead evangelist, and shared my frustration with him, and he simply looked at me and he said, "Here's the answer." He said, "You just keep converting lost souls, and God will take care of the rest." You outgrow the problem. If you're not out there saving souls, you're going to have a problem. The more you continue to save, the more you continue to bring to Christ, you will ultimately, eventually outgrow the problem. It may look differently. It may be you outgrow it in the sense that you form your own church. It may be you outgrow it in the sense, but it will happen if you continue to save souls, because God will bless a ministry that is about changing the face of this nation.
I think that's important, because we're picking on campus ministries. That's indicative of our churches in general. I mean, honestly, that's the thing. And one of the concerns I would have is that if you bring a campus ministry, you know, into a dead church, you know, he said that, and he's on the staff at Harding University. But you know, it is. It's not a revelation. But you know, honestly, it's indicative of our ministries in general in the churches of Christ. I think we have got to worry about campus ministries being effective. But it's unfair for elderships or evangelists to expect a campus ministry to be the evangelistic machine of the church. It's the church's purpose. And when we can begin to sell that to our adults and we start selling that to our teenagers, it becomes, maybe we'll start having more supportive adults and more evangelistic teenagers when they come into those ministries. So I think it's an indictment on the whole church. And I think, again, you guys have been incredibly encouraging to me. I talked with my wife last night and I said, so the most encouraging thing is some of the people that were 60-ish. 60-ish, okay, and I knew, I said that the most encouraging thing, honestly, one of the most encouraging thing has been talking with you guys and with the brother from Texas and just the enthusiasm, and for Marvin, it's just blown me away. I knew one Marvin who had a great spirit named Marvin Phillips, and now I know this Marvin who's zeal, and that's encouraging because I need men like that to look to say, I want to know I can do what I'm doing at 70. With the same spirit. You guys give me that hope. In the same way, I think our younger generation, our campus and our high school students are looking for men and women who say, this is what we'll be, this is what I am. And I think when we can start accepting our role as models, the athlete says, you know, I'm not a role model. Baloney, you are. Yeah, that's right. And our problem is that they're just following the model that they've seen. And we've got to adjust that.
For you guys who don't know this, life gets started at 60, and everything else is a preparation just to get there. So you've got a lot to look forward to when you get there. The statistics on the churches aren't far from what you heard about the campus ministries. There are a lot of them that are not doing more than one baptism per year. Many who go for years with no baptisms other than their own children. Okay, and you can all, it's not just in the churches of Christ. You can go to look up at Barna's research and a lot of others that have studied this. And that's one reason we plateaued back in the 70s. See, we plateaued in the 70s, finishing the plateau fully in the 80s. And then the downhill has started even after that. So the churches are not baptizing people outside of their own children, by and large. And some are, and praise God for that. So I'm not trying to do that blanket, but
if you're looking and you're going to go start a campus ministry somewhere, you pick a great campus with lots of people and lots of potential. In a very loving way, remember Paul's desire to not plant on somebody else's foundation. Lynn was so right. It's just so hard to rebuild several of these guys, to rebuild somebody that has generations of we've done it that way or we've tried this and we're not going to do that. Love them, bless them, encourage them. But that it's contagious. It's like the measles. Go build on a new foundation. You can let them support you. But I would encourage you to very lovingly, unless you have some very forward visionary type leaders there, I would encourage you to be in another town from the support you have. If you are coming from a church that they're not evangelistic, because everything you do will scare them to death, okay? A root beer keg party would scare them to death. Mud wrestling would scare them to death. Does that make sense? And if you brought some of these college students to their congregation, as sweet as they are with their traditions, it's just like another culture. It's like going to Africa, and your students come in, and they're going to act funny, and they're going to do funny things, and they're going to do the religious things from the what scant church memories they have, and they're going to raise their hands and do all sorts of stuff that's going to scare the people from where you are. And you may create division while trying to be evangelistic. Be careful about trying to build on somebody else's foundation. The Apostle Paul was right.